Mounting risks threaten to crash the U.S. housing market, and the bubble may be closer to bursting than you think. I'm your host, Steve Van Meter, and thanks for joining me today as we are starting to see cracks forming in the U.S. housing market. Just after yesterday, we talked about how the Chinese real estate market could cause a global real estate crash. But now we're starting to see signs that the lack of fiscal stimulus and the monetary withdrawal are just the beginning of a slowdown in the U.S. housing market, which could upend higher prices, sending the U.S. housing market back into a great financial crisis-like crash. Let's pick this story up because it starts with interest rates, of all things. As we see here, headline from Bloomberg, the traders weigh bigger Fed rate hike in March as U.S. yields soar. And of course, the story is U.S. yields. As money markets fully priced in a quarter point increase in March and 5-year leads yields higher, rising nearly 10 basis points. To quote, the big theme in rates market this year, particularly in the U.S., should be higher yields and flatter curves as U.S. rate hikes get underway, said Andrew Treisser, a rate strategist at Nomura Holdings, Inc. History would suggest that 10-year yields are unlikely to peak before the first rate hike of the cycle. Well, Andrew, are you right? Well, let's find out, because here we have the federal funds rate and we have the market yield to 10-year Treasury securities. And sure enough, he's absolutely right. As federal funds rate goes up, well, you'll see the 10-year Treasury yield doesn't peak until later. In each and every instant, it doesn't. But perhaps, well, Andrew, what you and many other experts are missing is the story of what happens now. Because while many people think rates are only going to go higher, what we learned from the last rate hike cycle is as the Fed starts to hike, that yields actually go down as a sign that the economy cannot deal with tighter financial conditions from the Fed tightening rates. And of course, that, when you couple it with the housing market, is the biggest threat of all that could send prices crashing down. Let's continue on the story as we head back to Bloomberg, where he said on Tuesday, Federal Reserve Governor Christopher Waller played down the idea of raising rates in March by 50 basis points, which is quickly becoming the popular view in order to avoid spooky markets, but did also make a case for potentially 4 or 5 hikes this year should inflation remain elevated. And because of that, speculators have been really hammering it, trying to drive rates higher. And bonds have had a horror start to the year as a drumbeat of hawkish Fed commentary made it clear that the central bank will move aggressively to control rising inflation. And officials have also discussed trimming the balance sheet and said they don't expect Omicron virus to impact their plans. And of course, the story that everyone gets wrong on this is that rising inflation leads to higher yield. In fact, if you ask people why, they actually don't have an answer, because there isn't one. But nevertheless, let's keep going on, because we're here to talk about the housing market and why higher yields are threatening it. Let's keep going, because higher U.S. interest rates via expectations of a more hawkish Fed plus higher inflation expectations are supporting the dollar, says a Spitzer, a strategy at Westpac Bank Corp in Auckland. And well, that issue is that interest rates via expectations, wow. Well, what about the housing market? Well, let's take a look at the National Association of Home Builders Housing Market Index. And what you see here is this is a survey of around 900 home builders. And a reading of above 50 indicates favorable outlook on home sales and below 50, a negative outlook. And what you can see, it is sitting just over 80, almost at the highest amount of bullishness from home builders. So home builders are super bullish on the housing market at a time where speculators are driving rates higher. And when rates go up, well, demand tends to go down, as you'll soon see. So let's keep going, because home builders are so bullish that they're actually filing for a large number of building permits, at least in December, that would have us believe that there's going to be a surge of new homes being built early this year. And we can see in December, they filed for 1.873 million building permits, a month-over-month increase from November of 9.1%, suggesting that housing starts here in the new year are going to skyrocket. Well, in December, they were up 1.4%, which isn't a huge number from the 8.1% in November, but still, based on the building permits, there's going to be a lot of starts coming. And what I want you to be thinking about is a lot of supply is going to be hitting the market. And here we can see that, because housing starts continue their upward trend back from the great financial crisis, not only single-family homes, which you see in blue, but multifamily homes in red, as apartments and homes are getting built en masse. But yet, as we talk about this supply issue, is demand going to be there? And that is the question, because in the end of the day, if you build it, do they come? And do people come? Well, it depends on what it costs. And right now, based on what we see in the University of Michigan Sentiment Survey and buying conditions for homes are extremely low. They're at multi-decade lows. Now, they've gotten a little more optimistic, but what I'm going to suggest to you is that rising interest rates are going to change this whole story really quick. And here we can see that last week, 30-year mortgage application or mortgage rates jumped 3.64% as rates go higher, perhaps as the catalyst for a slowdown in the housing market, similar to what we saw going into the great financial crisis. And what I want to show you here is the Mortgage Bankers Association covers mortgage applications each week. And mortgage applications, while they went up ever so slightly, 2.3% last week and 1.4% the week before, notice the trend of applications has been going lower. And what is that telling you is demand for mortgages and new homes is likely to head down as supply rises. And what we can look back and see going into 2013 and 2014, 30-year yield or 30-year mortgage rates got too high. And what happened here, as you can see in the chart, well, applications crashed as demand for loans went down. And what happened to yields, which are again going higher right now, well, yields went down. And coming into today where we're at, we're seeing yields heading higher as speculators drive yields up. And if you missed the show from yesterday, go back and listen to the end of it where we talk about how speculators are aggressively betting on higher interest rates. And what the housing market is telling us is it can't actually handle them and could threaten to pop the bubble. But what I've highlighted here in yellow for you is where all the refinance and purchase applications have happened going back here to 2020. And you can see that right here, this big surge in applications peaked and now they're heading down. So the question is there going to be demand for loans as rates go up? Well, the issue is here, if you look at all the people that purchase and refinance in the yellow, well, they're not going to want to refinance at higher rates, leaving some people left to refi, but the bulk of people out and those who purchase highly unlikely to refinance because housing prices may actually start to come down. And here we can see going into the great financial crisis, once again, yields got too high ahead of the great financial crisis bubble popping. The yields got too high and housing prices actually started to fall. And here we can see the same trend again as rates going higher are actually a bad thing that could pop the bubble. And here we can see going the National Home Price Index from Case-Shiller in the U.S., the housing prices actually peaked before the great financial crisis due to interest rates being too high. And now with rates going higher, the question should be asking is, are they getting too high and are going to threaten to crash the housing market? Now, if you're concerned about how your portfolio is going to behave if the housing bubble bursts, well, you shouldn't be. Check out Portfolio Shield. You'd be glad you did. Because what I want you to see now is this trend that is occurring in mortgage applications is a leading indicator along with sentiment that demand is going to go up due to home builders building more homes, but or supply is going to go up, but demand for homes is going to go down. And of course, as we come back to this interest rate story, everyone thinks that rates must rise, yet foreign holdings of U.S. Treasuries hit a record high in November, as this data just came out this week, showing from the official report that foreign holdings of U.S. Treasury securities hit $7.748 trillion, and foreign officials of which hit $4.2 trillion. And notably, the holdings of Treasury bills here are decreasing, while longer-term notes and bonds are rising. And the reason that's happening is because when dollars go overseas from trade, they get recycled into U.S. debt where they're parked for holding. And well, foreign governments think that they have a steady supply of dollars coming in, and I'll show you why they think that, because they do. And what we notice is the trade balance from goods and services is declining, and the relationship between that suggests that interest rates are likely to head down despite speculators' attempts to drive rates higher, because foreign government and foreign entities are going to be buying lots of treasury securities. And as you can see, they know there's more dollars headed their way because of the problems in California alone. The Southern California ports struggled to trim cargo backlog as Omicron surges. Here from the Wall Street Journal, as COVID-related absence sidelined about 800 dock workers at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach this week. And here we can see that before the backlog rose in 100 ships in late November and reached a record of 106 vessels on New Year's Day. Check this out. Before the pandemic, it was an unusual move for more than one ship to wait for a berth. And all that tells us that there's lots of dollars that are about to be exported and lots of bonds that are going to be purchased by foreign governments and foreign countries. And that's why today we saw the stellar 20-year auction stop through, seeing the highest foreign bid on record. And so where this story started with potential the housing market bursting is really a story of speculators driving interest rates higher and threatening to pop the bubble as they quelch demand. On top of that, you have the lack of fiscal stimulus, which is also a withdrawal of demand. And we know from a monetary perspective, the tighter financial or tighter monetary policy will also lead to less demand. And for the housing market that's been pumped up, well, that could lead to much lower prices. And with that, I'm Steve Van Meter. Thanks for watching. Bye now. The content of this video is private educational information. It's not intended for investment or advice. It's not to be construed as recommendation or solicitation by a security financial instrument or participate in a particular trading strategy. This video was prepared by Steve Van Meter. Personal capacity, opinions expressed this video that do not reflect the Atlas Financial Advisors Inc. or Steve Van Meter Financial.